100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats arguing and barfing in the background, or the timer on the counter for timing what I've put in the oven. Anyway, the topic this week was a pick two from a whole bunch of topics. So we've got a lot of stories this week on a lot of topics. It's going to be really crazy, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Thomas of Fifth Coffee. Well, Thomas, you have the stage. Let's hear what you've got.
Theodore Egebroughton and I went shopping for a nose. Theodore's was almost gone. Excessive drinking and years of picking kiwis in the hot sun had taken its toll. The mall was open, and we nosed around. We eventually found our way to the spare body parts store. We asked her if there are any noses. The woman looked around and found the last one in a dark, mildewed corner under the counter. She dusted it off and burnished the tip on her apron. It was discolored, so it was marked down. He attached it with Velcro and some M. Jackson adhesive. Timmy's dead, or was near death, as his body temperature dropped to 45 degrees. Tina had brought the spider with her and urged the hungry, sepia-colored sack to crawl up Timmy's nose as they toured the flea market. She almost got her Christmas wish, as Timmy's life was now on the highway to the danger zone, because of Tina's vehement compulsion to see him suffer, as she did during their short, intense, but cruel relationship. The African Circanthium spider was stolen from the glass container at the college, and Tina knew the bug's potential for resolving her little problem with Timmy.
Thank you, Thomas, and I'm going to get this right, Petrie. Okay. It seems that I've been pronouncing Thomas's last name wrong for the last 15 years. So, sorry about that. Also, folks, if I am pronouncing your name wrong, let me know so that I'm not, like, you know, insulting anyone or anything. You know, not that I ever insult people. So, like, just by breathing. So, oh, hey, Nardo, you coming in here? Want to say hi to everybody? An early appearance by Nardo. Want to get up here? Come on, let's see if he gets up here. Meow. Want to get up here? He's just staring up at me. Walked in. Come on, get up here. No, he doesn't feel like talking or getting up here. He's just shaking his head. Yeah, it's laundry day today, so we can wash those clothes you barfed on, buddy. Good job. Good aim. All right. Okay, enough about the cats. I don't obsess on them much, do I? Maybe a little. Next up, we have Tura. Who's going to be, let's see, what topics did they choose? Oh, I don't want to ruin the surprise. Here we go with Tora. I hope you enjoy.
On a Sunday, it is pleasant to wander the flea market, especially among the Christmas lights. I picked up a faded daguerreotype. It was of the old Meyerplatz, from before the war. A bright spring morning, draymen loading their horse-drawn carts, and in the middle, a young man striding assuredly across the square, a bundle under his arm. "What do you wish, sir?" asked the stallholder. The carts rattled and jingled. One of the new trams slowly drew into the square, and in the fresh, cold air, I strode briskly on to my bachelor lodgings, with bread, fresh, from the baker's.
Ah, fresh bread. I could go for some of that this morning. We don't have any, But I could walk to the Kroger or the Central Market. That I could do that. Oh, Tori, you've got me tempted. Thank you for doing that. Instead, I've got the microwave going with one of those Totino party pizzas, which are actually a part of a complete breakfast if you eat a complete breakfast. Oh, dear. Well, at least I've got my coffee. You know, World Market, I walked by there yesterday. It was raining on the way there. Then it stopped raining when I got to the store. And then when I picked up all these coffees and I walked out, it started raining again. Good timing, huh? If only I had an app for my phone that could tell me, oh, I don't know, what's it called, the weather? Oh, God, I'm such an idiot. I'm probably not going to bother checking it when I walk to Kroger this morning. Eh, Lord. Hello, buddy. Good boy. Hello, cat. I'm just going to sip some coffee. By the way, the holiday coffees, hopefully they blended a little better where you're at, because it says chocolate and peppermint, and it's neither. It's like lame. It tastes like bad coffee. Oh, well, maybe it'll wake me up. Okay, next up we have Tom. There is no update or up banana. So, if you all were hoping for an up banana, I'm sorry to disappoint you. But here's Tom's story, which should be enough for you. It better damn well be.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called What Comes Around Goes Around. Jake Conroy had completed his doctoral paper, but needed to test his final set of equations. So he walked up to the first person he saw on the corner of 4th and Drucker, said, "Jack Conroy sends this forward," and slapped the person on the cheek. 5 years later, Dr. Conroy's book, 45 Degrees of Separation, became required reading at Stanford's Advanced Mathematics Institute. Much to his surprise, one day he opened the door and saw Mother Teresa standing there, sporting a major black eye. "From His Holiness to your nose," she said, and laid out a brutal right cross.
I like that. Not just because people are punching each other in the face. It's Mother Teresa, man. It's good to hear from her again. How's she doing these days? Thank you, Tom. And I'm going to have more coffee from a skull. I should post a photo of that. Mist was not in the sink this morning. She was on the sofa. And I was like, could you move? I need to sit down and do my stories. She looks up at me, doesn't meow. And now both the boys are staring out the back window. I don't know if there's an interloper out there or not. So, okay, thank you, Tom. Good to hear that Mother Teresa is still, you know, live and kicking, or live and punching. Next up, we have Muncie. Chris Monroe, Muncie. And I want to hear how he's doing. I know that he beat his mark for NaNoWriMo. I got stuck at 15 words, and it turned out that, whoa, okay, the timer's off. I need to go do whatever the timer says, and I think it's for flensing somebody's spleen. So you listen to Muncie's story while I, take care of you. This is going to be gross.
Well, 67,000 words, a boatload of survival horror tropes, and a nonsensical premise later, I'm done nanoing. Now for a 100-word story, 2 weeks' worth of video games, and on to my next nonsensical premise-based book draft. A Christmas Wish, or Compulsion, by Chris Monroe. I made a Christmas wish for peace on earth, and there was peace. So the next day, I made another wish for goodwill to all. This, too, was granted. And that's where my problems began. I wished every day after that. I couldn't stop, helpless against the power of my wishes. The least among us? Cared for. Equality among all? Achieved. The world became paradise, but I was in hell, trapped in endless wishing. Finally, the next Christmas, I wished myself freedom from wishing, and for the previous year to have never happened. So, yeah. Sorry, world. couldn't handle the compulsion. More of my writings at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweetings as Munzee. Time to sleep for 14 hours. See ya.
Thank you, Munzee. Although, Chris... Anyway, congratulations on finishing that... Ooh, hold on. Congratulations on finishing... No, thank you. Hold on, I'm just checking my my phone thing. Okay, so I've got voicemail. Hold on. And... what do I do with this? And I hit that. Excuse me. Ooh, okay. Hold on. It looks like I've got... it looks like I've got voicemail from TJ, who... I think he's in North Dakota still. Somewhere even further away from civilization up there, if that's possible. And he sent me a voicemail with his story. So what I'm going to do is, let's see if I can crank this real loud.
I'm going to push that back. TJ here. I found that the link took sometime after I shut everything down last night. So you can use that, I've emailed that, or if this one works better, just use this one.
Yeah, we'll use this one.
Hi, this is TJ. I am and in this week's Adventures in Online Dating, I give you Sandra. After a few jarring mishaps, I'd had what seemed like a run of good luck with Sandra. She was funny and charming, and our dates had gone so well, I'd almost changed my mind about emusicalchairs.com. It wasn't until our third date I noticed how deliberate her exits were. Our fourth date, she cut off so sharply, I felt compelled to follow her home. Once there, I saw through the window Sandra dressed as a swan with a beak for a nose. She answered the door. There were leftovers, I said hesitantly. Thanks, she said. Put them on my bill. La da 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 da.
All right, so let's close that out there, and that was from TJ. I hope that came through nice. I'll try to check it later and maybe boost the levels or juice the treble or whatever the hell these controls are. But thank you, TJ. And there's going to be, I should probably post a link with, you know, where he posted it up on. Did he post it on YouTube? Oh, that could be exciting. Okay. It could be the first video entry. Are we turning into a video podcast like Rocket Boom? I don't know. Oh, man. Wow, I should not belch into the microphone. Or slurp my coffee. Next up, we've got Steven the Nuclear Man. He sent in stories not only from him, but a special guest. The problem is, no recordings. But that isn't a problem for us, really. That's what the midget is for. So, and by the way, he's working on this Spec the Halls thing. Go back into the archives for the promo on that. I should probably, like, play that every day or something, or change the homepage to just that, or Spec the Halls with lots of stories. Fa-la-la-la-la. Okay. I'll shut up now.
Roger left his office building, gingerly holding the box of leftovers. His co-workers had left him passed out after the office party, post-it labels of Scrooge and Humbug on his forehead. That didn't matter. The ghosts had come, all three, just like Dickens, though they talked about CDOs, short-selling, and unemployment. It wasn't just numbers anymore. He'd seen the effect of his trading. The protesters were still there, despite the cold and snow. If you're hungry, I've got food, he said to the demonstrator, laying on a bench, clutching a crutch. But he lay unmoving in the December cold.
Spooky. Thank you, Stephen. And I hope you include that one in Spec the Halls at specthehalls.com. Speculative fiction for, well, Christmas and the holiday season. Ooh, I want to see a Hanukkah story in space. Oh, the dreidel keeps spinning. It doesn't stop. Damn the zero gravity. We need to design a zero gravity dreidel. And then, you know, they try to dance the horror and they spin out of control. And okay, what are you doing, Bruin? Come here, buddy. You had a good time yesterday when it was raining. Yeah, come here. Come here. I know. Good boy. Okay, you can run away now. Yeah. He's a good cat. Yeah, he had fun last night. We had a cold front move through, and the baby panthers chase each other when it's nice and cold and rainy, and they go, and, you know, Bruin, the moment he went outside, he looked out, and I could hear this real loud growl, you know, like, get away, rain, get away, cold. You know, and then, you know, he got used to it, and he started playing again. And he's just staring out the window. You want me to open the door? No, I'm not going to. You don't go outside unless there's two humans paying attention to you, you numbnuts. Okay. Sorry. Was I talking to a cat? Oh. How rude of me. Next up, we have one from Chris, the Nuclear Kid, his special guest. And once again, the midget. Okay. So the midget's going to record this one. And I want to remind people, it doesn't have to be a great recording. I mean, you're listening to me, aren't you? In addition to being able to record it on your computer, edit it together, record it on an iPhone and send the recording, you can even record it on your iPhone, text it to me. I can give you my number, or I can leave it as a voicemail, and it will sound all voicemail-y, even though I don't, you know, use any effects. It saves you the trouble of using the voicemail effect. Isn't that cool? Okay, maybe it's not. So, anyway, now that I've tried to shirk my responsibilities of passing this on to the midget, let me drag him back out again. Hold on, he's all smug after doing recordings. Come on, get back up here. All right, here's the script.
I walk quickly, carefully, cautiously, fearfully. My hunger nagging me as I find a store with food. I stop suddenly and listen. I hear groans and gunshots. Just as I turn to leave, there's a high-pitched scream. Catches my attention, and I go inside. Timmy? Sarah? I exclaimed, surprised to find my old friends. I ran to their side. Zombies were everywhere. Timmy's pouch of bullets fell forward, and he dove after them, right into a zombie that attacked him, the smell of blood attracting the other zombies. Moments later, we saw Timmy's body, and we run.
Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid. With all these stories about zombies, man, are you trying to summon the Will Ross or something? Ooh, if he shows up, we're all doomed. Okay. What is it? Well, who's a whiny boy? You are such a whiny boy. Yeah, I know. If you can't tell, that's Bruin. Nardo sounds like meow, and he sounds like meow, and Mist only makes shriekies, but she's not mad yet. She will be. She'll be like, ooh, the wind is blowing, I can go get lizards. Oh, the lizards are holding, and they're not running anywhere. All right. Next up, we have one from Abernathy Button, but this was recorded for her, I believe, by Sashy. So, he really punched me good last time, so let's see what he beats me with this time. Go for it, kids!
Nor walked through the sea of snow boots and side ponytails, stuck at a Napoleon Dynamite theme party. Gulping down her Liger martini and listening to Jamiroquai's Canned Heat, she eyes the only person not dressed like Pedro or a llama and sits down beside him. He turns to her.
This is the coolest idea, huh? I mean, what could be more fun than a Napoleon Dynamite theme party?
Finishing off her drink, she says coldly,
Anything.
Putting her empty glass down, grabs her cell phone, and sends a text to a friend.
Where the fuck are you?
And that, my friends, is the soundbite of the day. If you know where to find the secret ringtone download, well, take a look there now. Thank you, guys. That's just... Where the fuck are you? Oh, man. Just... can't swallow. I should really move the microphone there. Okay. Does this sound better? It doesn't? Good. Next up, it's Norval Joe, who isn't the last one. Man, he's really losing his... this whole NaNoWriMo thing must be messing him up. He's getting stuff done early. Oh, well. I'll just put up with it this time. But only this time. It's got to be painfully late. I mean, there's somebody else that came after this. I'm just... wow. Usually he's the last one at the post. Like, I'm closing the door. I'm closing the door. We're heading out. And then, like, as I'm closing the door, nobody... oh, hey. You know, doing it with the harmonica. Speaking of the harmonica, I'm just... let's play Norval Joe's story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 292 with a prompt of pick two. I don't know why whenever I hear a prompt of pick two, the first thing that comes to my mind is my nose, but, or is it my butt? I don't know. Well, anyway, I want to congratulate Muncie, who's rocking the NaNoWriMo. In fact, I delayed recording my story tonight so that I could write enough words to get past him. He's at 67,000 words, and I'm about 100 words past him. So, here's my story for tonight. Why do you love me, William? She asked. Do you love me? Is the question you should be asking me, he thought, as he gazed into her vacant eyes. Or maybe, why do you put up with me? This wasn't the first time she'd asked him that question. In fact, she'd asked it every time they'd gone out these last 2 months. He had the compulsion to tell her it was the size of her bust or the size of her father's estate. Would she even get it? It's your nose, Vicky, he said. I love your nose. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
It's good to love somebody's nose. Especially when it's so big. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Norval Joe. And it looks like I've screwed up. Did I? I forgot Zach Mann, didn't I? How could I forget Zach Mann? God, these Sunday mornings. I didn't start until 6:30. I waited until I woke up, and you know, I pet the cats for a little bit, and did some other stuff, and got the coffee going, and. It's not very good coffee, but still, I tried to wake up. Anyway, here here's Zach Mann's story, and then we've got another, and then we've got another, and then whoosh, maybe I can get under 30 minutes. Maybe I'm not awake.
Did you see the Hunger Games last night, set in the flea market? Highway to the Danger Zone is their theme song. Timmy should not have sliced Sophia's face and taunted, I got your nose. She grabbed a lawn dart, and now Timmy is dead. Too bad for Sophia with her compulsion to enter that Sophia-colored Lexus. Lexus was likely on her Christmas list. It was 45 degrees. She likely was hoping for a heater, not an explosion. I was so against blood sports on television, until the reality show writers and producers were forced to become the contestants.
Thank you, Zach Mann, and the, you know, highway to the highway to the danger. Is that the first? You're the only one who's used that one. You know, these pick twos and the pick your butt, pick your nose, and all that. Should I still do the pick twos? Put it in the comments. Let me know. If I should do it or not, your call. I mean, you guys post the topics, and I'm like, ooh, you know what? I like doing the pick two, and then I drive everybody away. Bits of uneaten pizza, as opposed to bits of eaten pizza, which would be kind of gross. Danny, how about you rescue me from my... okay, Danny has a real... okay. All right, I'm looking, and well, at least you had fun with the boat trip, right? Oh, Here's Danny's story. Listen, if you dare.
Hello, hello! Danny Dwyer here, and I got little Freddy next to me, and Freddy is very upset about any time I read a story into a podcast player, especially when it's not in MP3 format, but Crap puts up with me anyway. Thank you, Crap. Danny Dwyer appreciates that. I wish Freddy would. Sit down, will you? Or not you, Crap, Freddy. Anyway, let me read this story. I'm getting way off tangent, and I'm in one of those moods. So what I did here with Weekly Challenge 292 was I picked two off the list, except I picked three off the list. And, oh, well, deal with it. So here is my three for the week. Have fun. Oh my God, you killed Kenny! No, actually I killed Timmy. Timmy's dead. The lovable South Park character in a wheelchair that least deserved to die. I was fulfilling a Christmas wish to a boy dying from cancer in Jersey City, New Jersey. His name was Jimmy. He was an aspiring handicapped comedian, also on South Park, before the cancer. He was supposed to go to Caesar Sinai Hospital in New York City, but he didn't have the health insurance to cover the expense. Instead, Jimmy was sent to a second-rate hospital in Jersey City. My Christmas wish? Make health insurance a right.
I am sitting down. Wait, so I shouldn't be sitting down? I should do this while standing up? I don't have one of those stand-up desks. Like Mitch Wagner. I'm confused now. Are you talking to Freddy or me? It's okay to ramble, by the way. As long as it's not like 10 minutes, then I would say, oh, I don't know, post the story and then link to your own podcast. And it's all right if it's as long as I can Muncie sends it in, like, Audio Garage or whatever the heck that Mac format is. I'm still able to import it somehow. If I wasn't, I would say, I can't import this. And then, like, dun-dun-dun. But your thing I've always been able to import until you get, like, a new system or a new recorder, and then it'll be like, oh, God, now what format? Oh, it's in, you know, the cheddar cheese format. And I'm like, oh, how do I get cheddar cheese in this stupid thing? So, next week, the topic will be anything as long as it's in cheddar cheese format. No, don't. There's already a topic posted. It's, you'll see. And until that, you read that. Here's Planet Z.
I admit that whenever I have the need to measure or make a 45-degree angle, the first thing I think to do is ask to borrow your nose. Sure, a protractor or an angle guide is a lot more convenient, but your nose is much more accurate. And it's not like you'd ever forget to bring it with you. You know, like the tape measure or the EpiPen. Of course, one must take precautions when making angles with a nose. Now I mark the wood with a pencil using your nose as a guide. Sorry about the circular saw slipping.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about, well, all the Pick 2 topics. You can see the list up at the site. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until then, when the topic will be Cookie. That's right, the topic next week is Cookie. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.